allegations of the bath being used as a storage unit, but I wasn't in a position to complain. Stuart lived in a little cottage behind the shop, but spent most of his waking hours in the shop itself. He was fastidious about books being in the right place, which was lucky because we had so many of them. They were packed into the wooden shelves, crammed into display stands, piled in boxes labelled Valentine's present for someone you loved 6 years ago, and buy one of these books for your parents and you'll get more in their will than your brother. Stuart and I had conducted the interview right here at the counter, with me standing awkwardly like a customer. Dad had stayed in the corner with his back to us, like he was in an odd remake of the Blair Witch Project, leafing through books and tapping his foot out of time to the Debussy in his head. I kept wondering when the interview element was going to start, and afterwards realised that it had just happened. All I'd said to secure my new job was that the only book I'd read in the last 3 years was Sharon Osbourne's autobiography, and that I loved sniffing the centres of second-hand books. And one of these was a lie. I hadn't actually finished Sharon's book yet.